540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people are under arrest after a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office employee was shot and killed in broad daylight Friday. Police say 56-year-old Dennis Johnson, a public safety officer, was shot Friday night near Tetonia and Chambers. A 25-year-old woman and a 29-year-old man have been taken into custody, but charges have not yet been filed. The DA's office says the case is still under review. Milwaukee leaders are adjusting how the city will collect leaves. Officials say leftover leaf piles blocked drains during April storms, prompting a push for bagged collection. Now, Mayor Cavalier Johnson says people can either bag leaves or stick with the traditional curbside pickup. City leaders say the change should prevent future flooding while still giving people a choice. Federal prosecutors say Milwaukee Bucks co-owner Wes Edens was targeted in an alleged billion-dollar blackmail scheme. According to the Wall Street Journal, a woman threatened to release explicit photos and videos after a past relationship ended. Eden denies wrongdoing, but reportedly paid millions in an attempt to resolve the situation. The accused woman now faces multiple charges and is awaiting trial. The case is expected to move forward later this year. A Milwaukee woman charged with stealing $2 million in Medicaid money says she did nothing wrong. Her lawyer is calling the case a weak prosecution. Debbie Long faces charges that she billed Wisconsin's Medicaid program for home medical care that was never provided, then used the money to buy a Mercedes and other luxury items. Her attorney says the state froze payments to Long's businesses 6 years ago and argues that the case should never have been brought. Long's first court date is set for July. Higher gas prices may soon impact services in Milwaukee County. That's according to County Executive David Crawley. He tells the WISN 12 Upfront program that the county faces a $1 million deficit and may need to scale back spending. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on the award-winning 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new $1.8 billion deal at the Capitol is getting mixed reactions, even as it promises tax relief and more money for schools. Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders say the plan to use surplus funds would send rebate checks, cut property taxes, and boost K-12 education funding. Some top Democrats are pushing back, saying the deal was put together without enough input and may not have the votes yet. Even one Republican senator is warning it could create budget problems down the road. Lawmakers are set to take it up this week. A Democratic candidate for governor says blocking him from speaking could actually help him win. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kurt Bangstad tells WISN 12's Upfront program that if he's not allowed to speak at the state Democratic convention, it would boost his chances in the primary. He's facing criticism from party leaders and other candidates over a Facebook post about the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Bangstad says the post was satire, but he also suggested the attack may have been staged, something authorities have not supported. He says his campaign is gaining traction, but has not released fundraising numbers. A Western Wisconsin school district is inviting the public to learn more about a lawsuit that could impact schools statewide. The Eau Claire Area School District is hosting an information session today about a case against the Wisconsin legislature over school funding. The lawsuit includes districts in Eau Claire, Green Bay, Beloit, Adams Friendship, and Nisida, along with teachers, parents, and advocacy groups. They argue the state hasn't kept funding up with rising costs, which they say hurts some students more than others. The case could shape how schools are funded across Wisconsin. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series at home against the San Diego Padres. Milwaukee coming off that three-game sweep of the Yankees, holding New York to just 6 runs over 28 innings. The Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, says the credit belongs to the guys in the team's bullpen.
Pitching staff, it doesn't go unnoticed. You got Harrison, never been a full-time guy in the big leagues. You got Chad Patrick, first time in the pen. DL Hall emerging as a leverage guy. And what Ashby's done is amazing. So if you think about it, you know, that's pitching that was against that lineup, best record in baseball. It was outstanding.
Elsewhere, the Cubs in Atlanta to take on the Braves after losing two of their last three to the Texas Rangers. Basketball, ESPN says the Bucks phone lines are open and are taking calls for the best offers and a possible trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, in the meantime, is in Milwaukee, spotted at the zoo Sunday with his family on Mother's Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon, and it will be breezy today. Our high 73. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a lot cooler with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.